This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this January 27th, 2021, Wednesday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to have the founder of the Boogaloo Boys joining us coming up on the broadcast today. That is in the second hour. I appreciate Mr. Dunn coming on after I've said some critical things of his group. He says to set the record straight, so I look forward to that, because who's going to know more about the Boogaloos than the founder of the Boogaloos? So I'm really looking forward to that interview coming up. Owen Schroyer is going to be riding shotgun with me here. He'll be here for the next 3-4 hours. I'll be gone in 2 hours, while horses could not drag me away. So much important news unfolding. Roger Stone has been quiet the last few weeks and said that he's not ready to go on air until he has something big to say. Well, he texted me this morning, and I called him, and he is on the show with big news. I'll leave it at that, at 11:30 Central tomorrow. Roger's not been doing interviews, really, because he doesn't want the media lying about him. He's just so overwhelmed with the level of lies they tell about him. And them sending a SWAT team to his hotel room on the day of the Capitol attack that was worse than Pearl Harbor, according to the Democrats. Of course, it wasn't. It was 4 people being killed and then the cop having a heart attack a day later. But that he's kind of been off the radar. But Roger will make his return tomorrow. And yes, folks, they sent a SWAT team to the hotel we were staying at. They tried to get me to. Then I guess later figured out that I'd actually tried to stop the riot. But that's the level of the media's disinfo, is that they sent SWAT teams for us until they later found out that we had not instigated the Capitol event. So again, Roger will be talking about the impeachment trial that starts on the 8th against President Trump. And there's a very, very important video posted to Bandot Video that has the headline, "Proof President Trump Did Not Incite the Riot." But I think that's not even strong enough headline. I think we're going to change it to "Must Watch. InfoWars Security Team Lays Out What Really Happened at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Because we've gone ahead and gotten a whole timeline together and broken down exactly who did what, when. But there it is, exclusive proof. Trump did not incite the Capitol riot. And so many people have moved on from Trump. They're like, well, it didn't matter. He's out of office. Who cares if he gets in trouble? If they're able to hang the fraud around the president's neck that he incited this on purpose, they're able to pass this legislation that's 5 times worse than the Patriot Act against the American people, where they say they're going to use the Pentagon and the CIA against the American people. Now, that doesn't scare me. Actually, that makes me mad, and it makes me understand that I guess they want a violent revolution. They're probably going to get one, because they certainly have done enough to warrant a revolution. The problem is they're going to stage false flags against innocent targets if a revolution starts to demonize us. And so the public isn't educated enough about the globalist threat yet and how they operate. Still, I think if a violent revolution did kick off and actual targets, globalists, were targeted, they would roll over pretty quick. I'm not calling for that because I'm not God. And as much as I know, being on air for 27 years and experiencing a lot, I still have had my ass handed to me more than once, like the Capitol. Our biggest triumph, 1 million people peacefully, so they'd have a 10-day investigation, and then a couple hundred Antifa and others take it all away from us. And I should have known they would do something like that. I should have known, but I didn't. And so those of you out there that are like, oh, let's just have a violent revolution, you're always the ones that are asking somebody else to do it. You're always the ones asking somebody else to do it. You know, take the Boogaloos. They said, and I'm going to ask Mr. Dunn about this, that we're going to have an armed march the weekend after the 6th. But if you have an armed march in D.C., they'll arrest you for that. You say, well, it's my Second Amendment. They'll still arrest you. And so then we didn't see the Boogaloos show up armed. Were they hoping other people would? I don't know. I just don't like this thing of let's have violent revolution And then people say, okay, well, you go first. Well, I'm not going first. And even if I can get somebody else to be violent, I don't want to sit back and watch that happen because I don't like playing God. The globalists, though, are starting it, and they'll probably get what they want. So all of you that want a big, bloody revolution, we have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Wednesday, 27th day of January, 2021. Coming up in 11 days, the trial of the 45th President of the United States begins in the U.S. Senate. A impeachment in the House is only an indictment. Impeachment in the House is only an indictment. So what they did last year in January is nothing. What they're starting up again this January in the House that they passed last week is something, because it's an actual trial for the president supposedly inciting that crowd. Well, I was there. I worked with five other organizations to organize legal, lawful, peaceful events with the Secret Service, metal detectors, and porta potties. And that's what the president wanted. He said repeatedly, we're going to peacefully march. His son said that. And so to say that his rhetoric that isn't one-tenth as aggressive as the Democrats, burn it all down, Civil War, New York Times, Atlantic Monthly, go to their houses, go get in their faces, Pelosi saying burning down buildings is just what people do. Their rhetoric is at least 10 times what the Republican rhetoric has been. The idea that Republicans want to burn things down and blow things up. But regardless, this is the trial of the president. And I think he should be there. I think he should testify. And this is really Trump's chance to turn the tide. And instead of having his tail between his legs, go in there and just lay out the facts. Exhibit one, here I am saying don't be violent. Exhibit two, exhibit three, I've had hundreds and hundreds of rallies that are peaceful. Exhibit four, here's all these Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, calling for violence and Maxine Waters and calling for killing Trump and killing his supporters, and show a montage of Trump supporters being attacked, because he's going to be able to show his video. And then, hey, call me up before the Senate in the trial. Call up the other organizations and groups that were there. And they'll sit there and point blank tell you, why the hell would we want to storm a Capitol and ruin everything we were doing trying to point out that the election was fraudulent? Why would we want to discredit that to make sure they ended up voting against having a 10-day investigation? It's called a motive, and the other side had the motive. And, of course, that's why Antifa and other leftist-controlled groups took responsibility for breaking in, getting the police to attack the general crowd. Then the people yelled, attack, get in, and a very small percentage, not even one half of 1%. If you had a million people there in D.C., a couple hundred thousand there at the Capitol, we're talking about less than 1% that actually went in there, and most of them between the velvet ropes. And notice it's all the velvet rope people that are being indicted. But if you actually were part of a fire team, or you were actually, you know, in there, oh, you're fine, you're wonderful, you're good. So we'll be discussing that more at length. But this is a big deal. There are a lot of people that think cutting and running from the president because he wasn't perfect or because he didn't stop big tech censorship. Don't you think he gets all that now? It doesn't matter. They want to hurt him to associate it with all of us. He is now a symbol of America and populist resistance. And if you don't get that, you don't get anything. And all I get is persecution. I've been told, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, come out against the Second Amendment, come out against President Trump, and all your problems will be over. And you'll get money. Now, those are off-record meetings. I can't say who, but I'm sure people can add 2 plus 2 and know what number it comes up with. But I signed non-disclosures and everything. You understand? With multiple globalist power groups trying to get me to stop. And almost everybody else takes the money because they go, hey, I got a carrot and I got a stick. So there's all these fools that go on and go, Jones is defending Trump because he makes money off of it. Yeah, if you think 50 Democrat lawsuits and getting deplatformed, your bank accounts taken and PayPal taken away and it's kicked off everything. Oh, man, it's wonderful. It's so good to stand up for Trump. But regardless, Trump made a lot of mistakes. And now he's losing his bank accounts. He's lost his YouTube. He's lost over 60 other platforms. So he can be silenced. Listen to this. Silenced ahead of and during his trial. And a guarantee they're saying, oh, let the president's lawyers put on the defense. No. Put Trump in there. Put Trump in there on the witness seat. And let them attack him and lie about him. And all he's got to do is have a hit list of exhibits after they attack him that he puts on. And it will destroy them. Right out of a Perry Mason movie. Or right out of the real footage of the famous House Committee on Un-American Activities. And then the Senate Committee on Un-American Activities. And the lawyer says, have you no decency? You know, just that point. And I mean, I could go into that Senate trial and annihilate them. This is their Waterloo. But of course, they're always the aggressive globalists. We always cower to them. We always act like we're the bad guys and we're on the defense. The answer is offense. We have giant banking cartels that are foreign owned, that own big tech, that are now systematically shutting down tens of millions of Americans with AI, surveilling us and censoring us as a political class. They're saying they want to arrest us and re-educate us in camps. They're saying they want to kill us. They're saying they want to kill the president and his family. They have paramilitary thugs beating people up the streets and shooting them in the head and burning down public housing. We have Joe Biden on TV saying, I don't even know what I'm signing. And next he goes, I just banned saying China virus in the federal government. If it's in any document, it's illegal. And if you use the word, we're going to fire you. It's all naked insaneness. And Fauci said, I do think it's important that we all wear 2 masks now. So everybody wants to take the mask off? Oh, no, 2. We got to inspect it's the right type. And oh, not to be outdone and make that sound reasonable. Now CNBC, AP, oh, actually, you need 3 masks. Just so happened I looked that up. With the different types of masks that are out there, depending on the type, 1 mask lowers your oxygen level about 20%. And oxygen is already a trace gas. 2 masks lowers it even more. 3 masks, I mean, hell, why not just get a noose, get a rope, put it over the rafters, put it on your neck, kick the stool, you know, jump off the stool, and you will not transmit COVID anymore because your neck's going to break and you're going to asphyxiate, you're going to die. You're going to crap your britches, and they're going to come in, and they're going to cut you down, and they're going to go put you in the ground somewhere. Please don't do that. I'm not being serious. But that's the point we've reached. And again, this is too evil to fail. That's really the plan here. It's all about you're dirty, you're bad, you're evil. And now everyone I know knows someone that was old that took the COVID vaccine and died. John Rapoport's been talking about this today. He said 10 months ago it's about targeting the old. And remember, the British ministry covered their ass a month and a half ago. They said, if you're over 75, don't take it. If you're under 16, don't take it. And if you're pregnant, don't take it. But see, does it matter? The billboards and the doctors at the NIH here and the National Health Service in England, they all say the same thing. Whether it's Australia, the U.S., it's all UN-run. They admit the UN gives the orders. The United Nations said that you go ahead and give it to old people first. So I'm here in Utah. I was in Salt Lake at the My Patriot Supply Facility yesterday. It's incredible what you see the footage. Biggest warehouse I've ever been in. 400,000 square feet. You put a Star Destroyer in there. And I saw billboards all over town. If you're above 70, you get it first. Oh, you're the most at-risk group. You're above 70. You get the vaccine first. When the National Health Service in England and the National Institutes of Health here in the United States Both have fine print saying, if you're above 75, don't take it. But the billboards, you see how that works? The fine print says don't take it, but big blue and white billboards, big flashing billboards. You need it if you're above 70. You need it. You need it. And I see the same damn billboards in Austin. I see the same damn billboards everywhere. You can be in Australia, see the same damn billboards. Because it's called global government. Global government. So the fine print, they tell you don't take it. But, oh, on the news, they're like, pregnant women need to take it so you don't get sick. Oh, please, if you're pregnant. And what does it do? It attacks the baby. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun with me. He's got a lot to say about this and more when we come back. But I have the founder of the Boogaloo Boys joining us in the second hour. And I really don't know what to make of this gentleman. I appreciate the fact that he's going to be coming on the broadcast, Mike Dunn. I really look forward to having him on next hour. That should be very, very interesting. And then, as I said earlier, Roger Stone has been silent for weeks. He'll be joining after they physically attack his wife, threw her in the hospital at her house, and sent a SWAT team to his house. But, you know, it's no big deal. It's all part of living in a free society. But he'll be on the broadcast with us tomorrow. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Utah in the beautiful mountains. The good Lord created. Owen Schroeder's back in the ATX. Let me read to you this quote from Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963 letter from Birmingham jail, that freedom is never given voluntarily. It's basically a requote of Frederick Douglass. Freedom is never given voluntarily by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. You must demand it, for it will not be given freely. MLK also believed that liberty most often comes to those who petition for it peacefully. There's a lion meets the lamb dichotomy to the struggle. Peacefully achieved freedom is not safe from threat. It must and fiercely be defended as if it were ardently attained. But because of peace upon that which the freedom is built, is integrity is unassailable. So its integrity is unassailable. And that's why the globalists don't want a velvet revolution where we just say no to them and freedom is so much obviously better and that America is so much more better than globalism that we just reject it. They want to accelerate us into a physical conflict because they believe they can kill our free society and cement their takeover that way. That's why they're going to lead paramilitary groups that are either knowingly controlled or unknowingly controlled because of their low IQs into hitting targets that are not good targets. I mean, let me tell you, I'm not saying kill anybody, okay? But you know, the globalists coming at us with these deadly vaccines that they know are meant to depopulate us. These super unpopular top globalists, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. Notice you never see anybody actually going after the people above Biden, above Trump. You know, there's all the Secret Service around the president to make you think they actually run things. That's why they hated Trump. With Trump, the first time since Ronald Reagan, we had a guy that was actually president. By the way, I've interviewed people that worked with Reagan very closely. It's in the memoirs. Nancy Reagan talked about it. Reagan was the president for about a year until they shot him. Then they gave him cold blood, caused brain damage. They drugged him up a bunch. He really never bounced back from that. Okay? Ronald Reagan sounded like Alex Jones before Alex Jones was around. He talked about the New World Order, the Trilateral Commission, the globalists. He learned a lot from Barry Goldwater. And he was not going along with the stuff that George Herbert Walker Bush wanted, so they had him shot. And they had dinner with Hinckley's brother two nights before in Denver, Colorado. That's in the Denver Post. And so and his dad was CIA. And so they literally, you know, took one for the team and had their probably MKUltra son. That's a big thing the CIA did to most of them, to their kids. And so that's what they did, and they sent that person in. So that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. So we haven't had somebody that was president since about 1981. It's been a globalist operation. And Trump got in because it was such a landslide. He had another big landslide. And they are trying to repudiate that landslide. And he is now our real president in exile. And I'm glad he set up this office of the former president. I mean, they all do that, but he's officially doing it. And so all of you, again, and most of you aren't doing this, but all of you that are getting off on screw him, he could have done this better, he could have done that better, I'm going to explain something. If we let them hang Trump out to dry, do you think we're going to get other presidents that are willing to do this, other congressmen that are willing to do this, other senators, other governors? If you turn and run and don't support Trump now because he wasn't perfect, it sends a message to the next Bolsonaro or the next whoever it is that if you do this, you get destroyed. That's the message to me. Jones, you either join us or you're destroyed. Well, I can't sign on to this Satanism. If the globalists weren't corrupt and bad and they were better than our system, I would adopt it. And, you know, I would adopt it. I wouldn't sell out to it. I am not adopting their evil system. So I'm going to explain this again. People are like, why are you still supporting that piece of trash Trump? If they're able to destroy Trump, they're going to destroy everybody else. Just like I told you 3 years ago when they banned me everywhere. I said, if Trump doesn't do this, by the election, they're going to steal it. They're going to have internet kill switch for all conservatives that's selective through their AI. Exactly, that's been done. Go back to the last Joe Rogan interview 4 days before the election. 4 days before the election. He said, what's going to happen? I said, Trump's going to win in a landslide, and then they're going to steal it. And then Trump's going to contest it, and it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and I believe the Supreme Court will betray him. And they did. And they did. And they did. And then I saw the Supreme Court reshuffle justices over the appeals courts to accelerate the cases on like November 8th or whatever. And I thought, oh, wow. Oh, maybe this means they're going to accelerate it because they know it's fraud. No, they accelerated it so they could kill all hope and shoot it down. So I'm not, you're not the only ones that have false hope sometimes, and then it gets dashed. I don't have all the answers. Owen Schroyer, what an epic time to be alive. I know you're going to be hosting the fourth hour, the third hour. You're also going to be hosting your own War Room program that's really exploding in popularity, 3 to 6 p.m. But there's so much to discuss. There's so much to talk about. I've got a John Bound report dealing with the left claiming that we conservatives worship them and want to be them. It's very powerful, and it really is total inversion of reality. But what else is on your radar today? I know you're looking forward to riding shotgun with me when we talk to the founder of the Boogaloos.
Well, we've got the Democrats making moves just like we thought they would, Alex. They're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They're talking about adding D.C. as a state. You remember Obama said 57 states, which I guess was a misspeak at the time. Maybe he was
Puerto Rico, Guam, want 57.
Yeah, he was obviously just letting the cat out of the bag. So that's all coming on. They want to declare a climate emergency. But all kinds of different news, the triple mask, quadruple mask, put one on your ass. I mean, you know, it's all ridiculous. But, you know, the one thing, Alex, you mentioned about the office of the former president, it is ceremoniously done in the past. But I think that the reason why this is so significant is because this is going to be the first one that actually has any impact. Nobody really cares about what Obama has to say anymore. People can pretend they do. They really don't. His wife has a podcast. Nobody listens. Obama goes on
TV. And that's why, Trump does a YouTube video, gets 5 billion views. Biden does one, it gets 5,000 and 98% downvotes. So that's why Trump can't have any platform, because we can't see that he's more popular times 100 than Biden. That's why everybody must see. Here's the deal, guys. They don't just censor you so you can't talk. They censor you so they can speak for you and say what you said. This is so sick. He's on trial, and he doesn't have a voice. And we're just going to put up with that crap? Sorry, I'm ranting.
Well, and Alex, I mean, it's the old psychological thing with humans where you want to be on the winning team. So people don't see the censorship. They don't know Trump is censored. They just see, oh, Trump isn't anywhere. I just see Biden everywhere. Hollywood says Biden, so Biden must be popular. No, Trump is 5,000 more times popular than Biden. It's not even close. So now, whenever President Trump speaks out of his office of the former president, really Trump is still the president. He was elected president. So it's going to have the same impact as a president would have. And in practice, Alex, it may even be the same, because remember, he was trying to make things happen from the White House and nobody would obey. Nobody would do what he said. So he's basically going to have the same power of the bully pulpit out of Mar-a-Lago.
Exactly.
That he had
in the White House. And Trump needs to realize that. And we need to get that message to Trump, and we are getting that message to him, that he needs to go on the offense. He needs to demand to face his accusers. He needs to demand to be in that Senate trial. He needs to make it 3 weeks long, a month long, suck all the oxygen out of Biden. And I hate to even say all this on air, but this is the advice I've actually gotten to the president. I'll leave it at that. He needs to just demand, because, I mean, in a real trial, he could have a two-month trial. And Trump just needs to dominate, suck all the air out of Biden, and he can literally turn this whole thing around against him if he doesn't buy that he's been defeated. And I can tell you, he doesn't feel defeated, but he just feels totally sick of it and pissed off that this was allowed to happen. And I'm telling you, Trump needs to go on the offense. They're telling him behind the scenes, this is on record, that if he shuts up and goes along and rolls over, they're going to leave him alone. No, they're not. The only way they leave him alone is when they're defeated.
Well, and I'm just wondering again what they're going to do. I mean, Biden versus the Pen yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. So Biden is slipping fast, Alex, slipping fast.
Absolutely. Let's go to break and come back and show. Let's do Biden and the Pen last segment of this hour. Plus, I know something special is coming up with you, Owen, last segment of this hour. You're going to put it to the test with an oxygen reader and show people what it's like to wear three masks. I mean, my God, this is literally killing people now. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com, and it's all these globalists do this. And as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, we've got some really big Proud Boy news that's going to be breaking next segment, but I'll get to it then. I want to cover this very important topic right now. The left is not creative. The left-hand path is destructive. And if you go back to ancient secret societies over 4,000 years ago, when we first read about the left-hand path in Egyptian hieroglyphs, the left-hand path is seen as the sinister or the destructive or the not trustworthy and also the hidden. Because you expect a knife to come from the right hand, not from the left hand. So the left hand is associated with bad luck. The list just goes on and on. And then you have the Jacobins who obviously then took over France and killed hundreds of thousands of people. They weren't going after the elite, actually. They were going after the middle class, the farmers, and some of the smaller landowners because they actually wanted to set up a society where there were no more families based on Satanism. And now you'll notice the Young Turks have changed their name to the Jacobins. Young Turks were another revolutionary group that killed 1.5 million Armenian Christians. And so when you see all of this, you now see books and articles out in New Yorker magazine and things about the Jacobin Revolution is here. We are Jacobins. Remember, nobody told you about Jacobins but me and Lord Monckton, because he's a historian. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying if you don't know who you're up against, you don't have any hope. This is a 4,000-year-old Egyptian death cult secret society. Okay, that's where all this crap comes from. So all the rappers tell you all the Egyptian stuff. They're not actually in the secret society. They just know that's where the power's at. But you get to the highest levels of the globalist. Look at Epstein's Island, all that Egyptian temple stuff and Egyptian gods. That's what this is, okay? Now why do I mention that? Joy Reid came out. We're going to play this very special report, and we'll put it up on screen for TV viewers so they can see the title. Nobody is jealous of the left's culture of death. She and other Democrats in this tape say, in this compilation, in the John Bounds section of Bandot Video, that we are jealous of their culture, of their beauty, of how incredible they are, and that we're jealous of minorities. So white people aren't just racist and evil. They're jealous of black people. I mean, this is just the most racist, bizarre, crazy stuff, but the left is actually jealous of Americana culture. The left is jealous of not controlling Christian culture. The left wants to control the sex of your children. They want a relationship to talk about how your child should think sexually before you ever even talk to them when they're age 5. These are sick, evil control freaks that represent this satanic order that wants to play God and wants to take over the very genetic code, again, back to Egypt, of the twin serpents, the double helix. So they were given very advanced knowledge by the bad guy, the fallen one, and that's what they believe they're carrying out. You can see they've built this to a certain point now to basically finish their mission of depopulation. So, no, Joy, we are not enamored with you. That's why Hollywood's ratings are down about half. Once you took the NFL over, ratings are down about half. Everything you touch, people run from. The NBA, all of the blue cities and blue states, everyone's racing out of them. The blue states and blue cities under the UN are doing the global lockdown. You are the plague. You are the curse. We are not envying you. Here is the John Bound Report.
Pigs in a blanket prime like bacon lie about Black Lives Matter has been galling me since the people on the right started throwing it out there.
Why is the president calling Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate?
Well, what the president was noting is that that symbol, when you look at some of the things that have been chanted by Black Lives Matter, like pigs in a blanket fry them like bacon, that's not an acceptable phrase to paint on our streets.
There is absolutely zero, none, zero evidence that Black Lives Matter has ever pushed for anything violent, pushed for anything violent to happen to police.
Pigs in a blanket fry like bacon!
What some may find offensive is also free speech. What's ironic here is that marchers were being protected by the very officers targeted in the chant.
Statements and chants like that are just ignorant. You know, I find it absolutely disgusting.
As arrogant and jaded as the left's premier conspiracy theorist is, Joy Reid has haphazardly brought up a major issue that has been pushed into the background due to the paralysis of the state of American culture.
Jack and company have now permanently suspended Trump's Twitter account, finally accomplishing something three wives, multiple legal people who are suing him, and his entire White House staff have failed to do. Shutting him the hell up.
Proving that we no longer live in a free country where any topic is fair game for criticism protected by our First Amendment. But even more dangerous is that Reid's arrogant claims are marinated in the progressive opinion that American culture is split in half.
President Biden seems to understand that right-wing radicalization is a real problem. His team seems to recognize how Fox and Facebook and QAnon fantasies and all of that has caused the separate realities in the United States. He said in his inaugural address that he understands many of his fellow Americans view the future with fear and trepidation. And again, that's partly because of all the nonsense that's heard every night in prime time over there. Unity is impossible, okay? The United States is living in this parallel, there's parallel universes within the United States. Unity is not feasible. It's just not.
This growing schism celebrated by the pundits of neoliberal social influence is a cancerous phenomenon that intends to accelerate the balkanization of America.
Well, 75% of Republicans agree with you because they were fed a big lie by President Trump and his supporters who say the election was stolen. Why can't you say
George, where you make a mistake is that people coming from the liberal side like you, you immediately say everything's a lie instead of saying there are two sides to everything. Historically, what would happen is if I said that I thought there was fraud, you would interview someone else who said there wasn't. But now you insert yourself in the middle and say the absolute fact is that everything I'm saying is a lie.
Well, because, Senator, I said what the president said was a lie because he said, hold on a second, he said the election was stolen. This election was not stolen. The results were certified in every single state after counts and recounts.
You're saying that absolutely, you're saying there was no fraud and it's all been investigated, and that's just not true.
It's not what I said, sir. I said the Department of Justice found no evidence. Let me finish my point. You said something that was not true.
You say we're all liars. You're just simply saying we're all liars. And
I said it was a lie that the election was stolen.
Premise that you're right and we're wrong. Well, let's talk about the specifics of it. In Wisconsin, tens of thousands of absentee votes had only the name on them and no address. Historically, those were thrown out. This time, they weren't. They made special accommodations because they said, oh, it's a pandemic, and people forgot what their address was. So they changed the law after the fact. That is wrong. That's unconstitutional. And I plan on spending the next 2 years going around state to state and fixing these problems. And I won't be cowed by liberals in the media who say, there's no evidence here, and you're a liar if you talk about election fraud. No, let's have an open debate. It's a free country.
Adding to Reed's absurdity is her assumption that the supposed and imagined boogeyman she describes as the right is jealous of the far more talented and accomplished left.
The thing the right hates the most about Democrats is that Democrats have the culture. Democrats have the culture. They have the Hollywood culture. They have the glamorous culture. And the right hates that. They feel that the culture is too woke, it's too multicultural, it's not John Wayne anymore. There's all of this multiculturalism and wokeness and liberalism, and they hate it. But they also envy it. They also wish they had it. And they hate the fact that after Ronald Reagan, they no longer had a claim to the culture. They want the culture more than they want the politics.
So they censor us and say we want them.
Largely become a voice for the left's globalist totalitarian narrative of humanity's demise via predictive programming, a once shining inventive industry of American exceptionalism has become a tortured, addled shell of its former self, inhabited by self-serving plastic egomaniacs with a fraction of the
All right, folks, this is one of John Bound's longer reports. The full report is at man.video. It really needs to get out. Nobody is jealous of the left's culture of death. The last few minutes are really powerful. I hope you'll share it. All right, coming up. Well, it's being reported Proud Boys leader was prolific informer for law enforcement. I'm telling you, almost all these groups are led by feds. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Host Alex Jones coming to you from the beautiful mountains of Utah, and we have Owen Schroeder back in the ATX in Austin. Big announcements. Hey, did you hear? Merck has pulled its 2 vaccines because of major health problems and bad reactions, both their mRNA vaccine and their regular vaccine that had a bizarre measles delivery system. Those have been pulled, and they say it doesn't work and it's dangerous and you shouldn't take a vaccine because they know the house of cards is coming down. We also have all these deaths of 20-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 75-year-olds, 80-year-olds. It goes on and on and on. But don't worry. Fauci told you 2.4 million Americans would be dead within the first 3 months last year. I remember he said that in March. He said within 3 months there'll be 2.4 million dead. Other models said 2.5 million, 2.2 million, all funded by Bill Gates, the British model, the German model, and the U.S. model, all funded by the same guy. You wonder why Bill Gates declares, you'll never be unlocked down. You'll never shake hands. You'll never stop wearing masks. You're like, why is this guy in charge? Because he heads up the major eugenics board that controls everything, and he's back in the news today saying people are being so mean to him, and he doesn't know why they think there's a plan to put microchips in you to make sure you've been vaccinated. I mean, we only have MIT and Rice University saying in documentaries from 2 years ago that Bill Gates is funding nanotech in the vaccines to prove that you've had the vaccine. But, again, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like what Paul Watson pointed out yesterday when he hosted the Fourth Hour, did a splendid job. You have Klaus Schwab announcing Great Reset, World Government, New World Order, all of this. and saying COVID's not really a threat, but we're using this to cut the carbon footprint and bring in a technocracy to save the earth, the New York Times says the Great Reset doesn't exist. It's like telling your four-year-old, and they go, where'd Grandma go? Oh, she went on to a better place. Well, what's dead? Well, don't worry about that right now. Death doesn't exist. Like, where'd the goldfish go? Well, Spot or Orange or Fluffy, whatever the fish's name is, Fluffy's gone to heaven. No, Fluffy got flushed down the toilet. So they talk to you like you're idiots, and so we can never have a real debate about what's going on. So they put fluoride in the water for decades, knowing it lowered your IQ and lowered fertility. Now, Harvard studies admit that, but still they put it in your water. It's all about waging war on the general population, stunning you, dumbing you down so they can control you and control the future. It's about selfishness. It's about playing God. So they have now announced that it's not enough to kill Hank Aaron. Now they want everyone to wear two masks, Fauci said yesterday. So to make him look reasonable, CNBC and others said, no, 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 no. We need three masks. Some are saying four masks. Only four masks, they're saying, is 99% effective. So they're now admitting that even the so-called surgical mask and, you know, all the rest of it don't protect you. Of course they don't, because the virus is small and goes right through it. What helps you is nutrition. Turns out remdesivir is 100% effective. That's why the media doesn't want it. There's so many things that are 100% effective, ladies and gentlemen. But if you don't have vitamin D, you'll 100% die within about 6 months. But they want you to stay ignorant. So they've announced the daily COVID briefings are back. It's not going away. It's going to get worse because Bill Gates said it would. And so we now take you to Owen Schroyer, a dirty human that needs to cover his face in public, needs to cover his dirtiness. He's a bad person. All the real studies show that when you are around other people with germs, you share the germs, you have a better immunity. No, I want to see him on camera. Show me the dirty human right now. Zoom in on him. Close shot. I want people to see a dirty, evil human. Do we not have a close shot? I asked for one. I need a close shot on this filthy, dirty scumbag. More. More. Look at him not covering his face, letting disease come out. Why, if he gets with a woman and gets married, he might create more of these damn things and eat up the resources of our globalist planet. So, Owen, Fauci says wear two masks. I know that one mask lowers oxygen 15 to 20% and increases carbon dioxide or carbon, I guess carbon dioxide and monoxide that's already a trace gas. I want to see you, you filth bag, put on your mask, okay? Now, first admit to everybody you apologize for being human and that you admit you're scum and you're going to submit.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a dirty human and I can spread asymptomatically diseases that I don't have and I'm sorry for being.
Oh, and did you hear about the more? Oh, there's the Brazilian and the UK strain. Have you heard? Are you scared of that?
Yeah, and Fauci said I should be really scared that it's even more deadly. That it you might only have a 99.8 survival rate with this strain. So
if you're above 85, yeah, if you're younger, you can't die from it. Absolutely. So right now, put on the first mask. Let's breathe. Oh, yeah. Take a reading of carbon dioxide. First, now take the reading and show people the reading first while you're openly dirty breathing, dirty human. Let's get a breathing.
This has been live in studio all day. All right. It hasn't gone off. It's been going on somewhere between 580 and 620 here, parts per million there with the carbon dioxide. But you know what? I'm going to have to increase those levels. I've been told it's good for me by the global government.
That's right. So you put on your mask and then we'll take a reading.
You want me okay. to? How many should I wear, boss?
Well, just breathe for a while, and then yeah. Let's put on. Let's stick that sensor underneath that ugly face covering.
Which
your,
is the
your,
one?
Your little burqa. Didn't know
one.
You'd suddenly be under Islam, did you?
All right, I've got
You're
one.
You're under Islam,
on.
You dirty, filthy American. Cover that dirty pie hole face of yours.
All right, I've got one mask on right now, Alex. And I'm trying to get it airtight so I don't get any of the COVIDs. And don't worry. Don't worry about this meter if it starts to go. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, carbon dioxide's going way up. Danger. Right. Danger. Well, that's all right.
Hey, at least I'm stopping COVID, though, Alex.
Hey, but not to mention, and it gets better. Not to mention, you also cause this massive bacterial pneumonia. And they admit that's causing more death, but that's okay.
That's
go ahead and put your sensor back down.
Okay.
So it's already dropped a bunch. Now let's now one is not enough. We need inspections of this. Oh, by the way, the The China is the model. They're the heroes. They've announced now checkpoints with anal probes, where they're now going to do anal probes in vans to test to see if you have COVID. They said that the PCR test isn't valid. Oh, really? We already do that. So, Owen, so we're going to have mask checkpoints are now announcing in the UK and anal probes. We've got to do what Xi Jinping does. We've got to humiliate you better. Okay, that's two masks now. Is that two masks?
Yeah, I've got two masks on. Do you want me to get it? I can go more, Alex.
Yeah, I guess it's picking up so much carbon dioxide right now, it's going up for us even by your face. Yeah, go ahead and put it back under there. How much has it dropped? Okay. Oh, an InfoWars mask.
Here, let's go.
If you got to wear one, might as well fight back.
I can reset it if you want, or we can put it back under.
Well, how much did it drop?
It's still dropping now. It got up to almost 5,000 parts per million. It's slowly dropping right now.
Well, let's just stick it back up under there. That's three masks. Owen is now doing what CNBC says you should do. Three masks. Back underneath the ugly pie hole. Stick it under there, the covering with the dirty hole.
All right, man.
Cover up that. It's like a big gaping, well, you know what they call those.
I can't even
cover up
this.
That filthy rat hole.
All right, here you go.
You filthy, dirty American.
All right.
Okay, good. Now let's hear about all that brain-damaging carbon dioxide you're breathing. You dirty carbon unit. We got to cut all carbon, including all humans. Bill Gates said it.
Yeah, but I'm stopping.
Oh, look at that carbon dioxide surging. Oxygen plummeting. Yes, we have brain damage. Victory. God, there's nothing they won't submit to. America's ours. God, Xi Jinping is in control. Oh, that's a dangerous level of carbon dioxide I see there. Owen, give us the reading.
Yeah, it's actually about to go off the charts, it looks like here, Alex. This thing doesn't go higher than 9,999 parts per million, so I think we're about to go off the meter here, Alex. Yep, there it goes.
So we're about to go. How are you feeling? Do you feel like you're being suffocated?
Yeah, I can.
Can
honestly,
we show the Godfather 2 Godfather 2 smothering scene? Just type in Godfather 2 smothering scene. Or Godfather 2 assassin scene.
I don't know. This is probably how the Judge Scalia felt in his last moments, I would imagine. But
Jeffrey Epstein.
I really cannot breathe in right now. I mean, it's like...
I don't care. You're a terrorist. You're going to wear at least three. Let's go further. Put a fourth one on. Do it or you're a terrorist. They're saying they want to charge people with terrorism that don't wear more. That'll just pour like glue down your throat, Jamin. Why don't you just kill yourself so you don't spread COVID, you dirty human? How's that feel?
I think if I wear this long enough, Alex, you'll probably snuff me out.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter, terrorist. These are good for you. Put on a fifth one right now, you damn terrorist. No, that's Godfather 1 when they kill Luca Brasi. But that's good for him, too. He did that to stop COVID. No. Show the pillow scene. It's good for you. More. Don't even... Hey, put the sensor under there, you dirty American. Get it. Radio listeners, we're at InfoWars.com. More.
More,
you're dirty.
I'm going to die.
More.
You're going to kill me.
No, keep going. This doesn't hurt you to breathe more carbon dioxide. It doesn't hurt you to take poison vaccines. It doesn't hurt you to take fluoride. Not GMOs good for you. 5G is good for you. More!
I can't breathe.
Listen, you're fired if you don't put 10 more on, you
I
dirty filth. Submit now or you're a terrorist.
I can't even breathe.
Yes, more! Get a noose, hang him, kill him. Oh,
I think I'm going to die like this.
Now you're covered up like an Islamic woman in Saudi Arabia. Good! We'll be right back with hour number two with a boogaloo.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.